Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 11th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Tuo. And the scripture text is a short descriptive verse from Matthew 26, verse 67.
Then they spit in his face.
When we lived in New England, my family went to a county fair in Vermont. I got a little too close to a llama and he spit right in my face. A big splattering of thick yellow yuck. Brooksine and Astaire just couldn't stop laughing, but I couldn't get it washed off fast enough. And even now, practically gag at the memory. That's the only time in my life I ever recall being spit upon. Brooksine recalls a student in junior high school who endured abuse by her classmates on the bus daily. They would sit behind her and spit in her hair as they swore at her and called her filthy names. This week, I'm considering the many forms of humiliation our Lord endured during his time of suffering. The Jews, common with all people of the East, had an intense abhorrence for spitting, which brought great insult. Such a form of ridicule is hardly known by us today, although I can't imagine a culture where being spit upon would be considered tasteful. But perhaps to make the analogy a little bit more contemporary, just consider the personal offense of the middle finger being thrust right into our face. This vicious treatment is a clear fulfillment of a messianic prophecy written some 700 years before our Lord's suffering. The prophetical statement is found in Isaiah 50, verse 6. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. The Greek word translated spit is an onomatopoeia, which is when the formation of a word imitates the natural sound associated with the object or action, such as cuckoo or boom. Well, I think you can hear this in Ptuo. Can you picture these scorning mockers spitting in the face of the Creator and Redeemer of the world? Matthew carefully records that they spit in his face, not just in his presence or at his feet. I consider the words to a great old classic hymn of the church, did e'er such love and sorrow meet? Today, let us again consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, and let us with a renewed resolve stay faithful to our wonderful Savior.
Jesus, your act of humility in the midst of ridicule, mockery, and abhorrent behavior by the very people you would die for is not a picture of weakness, but instead it is one of incomparable self-sacrifice. You could have called a legion of angels to reveal your power or to put your accusers in their rightful place. But you chose to walk the road of humility and obedience all the way to Calvary, motivated by your redemptive love for mankind. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Amen. What marvelous love God has for us. As Brooksine and I prepared this morning, we considered a song that would reinforce our message, as we often try to do, and we found an online version of the song Amazing Love, and we were especially blessed at this particular version. Our web ministry is dailyencouragement.net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And if you go to the site today, there are links to this song by my favorite online church. It's a church in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, that places their entire service up both in audio and video format. And it seems like when I need a backup resource to reinforce something I've shared, I can count on finding it at this church. And there is links both to the audio and video, and obviously all the podcast listeners should have no trouble with the audio. The video, it probably requires a fast connection. They are blessed in this service with a special guest that I had never heard of before named Hiram Joseph. Perhaps he's a Canadian. They actually have also some songs by Hiram. This is available only on the video, the way they placed their service up. But boy, were we blessed today to hear this passion singing, as Brooksine states, singing with great fervency and conviction. We also have up today, as our custom is, not necessarily every day, but we enjoy our little spot of the world. It's just a beautiful day today. And I took a picture this morning of a hyacinth in my backyard. And if you care to look, it's on the site as well. Well, bless the Lord today. What a joy it is to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God for the enduring of the cross.